March 16. The mystery of godliness. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. Before this wonderful, priceless gift was bestowed, the whole heavenly universe was mightily stirred in an effort to understand God's unfathomable love, stirred to awaken in human hearts a gratitude proportionate to the value of the gift. Shall we, for whom Christ has given his life, halt between two opinions? Shall we give God only a mite of the powers of our nature? Shall we return only a part of the capabilities and powers lent us by God? Can we do this while we know that he who was the commander of all heaven, realizing the helplessness of the human race, came to this earth in human nature to make it possible for us to unite our humanity to his divinity? He became poor that we might come into possession of the heavenly treasure, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. To rescue the fallen race, he descended from one humiliation to another until he, the divine human suffering Christ, was lifted up on the cross to draw all men unto him. The Son of God could not have shown greater condescension than he did. He could not have stooped lower. This is the mystery of godliness, the mystery which has inspired heavenly agencies so to minister through fallen humanity that in the world an interest will be aroused in the plan of salvation. This is the mystery that has stirred all heaven to unite with man in carrying out God's great plan for the salvation of a ruined world, that men and women may be led by the signs in the heavens and in the earth to prepare for the second coming of our Lord. As the head of the church, Christ is authoritatively calling upon every person who claims to believe on him to follow his example of self-denial and self-sacrifice. They are called upon to rally without delay under the blood-stained banner of Christ Jesus. Withholding nothing, they are to make an entire offering for the attainment of eternal, measureless results, the salvation of souls.